The DA of Lehigh County has placed detectives outside of those drop boxes, and I'm very concerned that there will be a chilling effect that voters will be deterred from exercising their constitutional right to vote because of the presence of police at those drop boxes. You know, voters should be able to cast their ballot without interference. Elections should be free, fair, and accessible. And I'm concerned that voters will be disenfranchised in the process because of this activity.
Martin has said he doesn't consider drop boxes polling sites, places that have strict rules about police presence. What's your take?
You know, drop boxes are a new culture in Pennsylvania. We have vote by mail and mail-in voting through Act 77, which was just passed in 2019. So it's a new culture, but it's really important that voters should be able to cast their ballot at these drop boxes without police presence. We have voter intimidation guidance that's really focused on the polling place, but we believe a lot of that should also be transferred to drop boxes as well. So while drop boxes are not polling places per se when it comes to the law, there's similar activity with the fact that voters are casting their ballot in those drop boxes.
What should voters know about their rights if they encounter police at a drop box or a polling place?
Sure. So if voters encounter police and that they feel intimidated, you know, they should contact the Department of State. We have guidance on our website. It's voter intimidation guidance. They can also contact the United States Attorney General. They can contact the Department of Justice. It's important that they report any signs of voter intimidation right away.
I want to talk about voter intimidation for a second. You mentioned that the U.S. has a history of law enforcement intimidating voters, particularly people of color. Lehigh County has the largest percentage of Latino and Hispanic people in the state. Are you concerned about this particular impact on this population in this community?
Yes, I am. So Lehigh County has a large Latino population. It's about 30% Latino. It's about 10% African American. Yes, I'm concerned that some communities of color may be deterred from casting their ballot in these drop boxes with police presence. So we have to take this very seriously. That's why I sent the letter to DA Martin to raise these concerns for him.
Does the Department of State have any enforcement power here? What's next? If the DA or other officials in the state don't comply and station police at drop boxes?
You know, as the chief election official, I felt like it was my obligation to inform DA Martin on what my perspective is and also inform other county election officials, district attorneys, election directors. So one thing that we are planning to do is recirculate our voter intimidation guidance. As far as enforcement authority, the Attorney General has enforcement authority. The Department of Justice has enforcement authority. I do not have enforcement authority over this. But what I'm hoping is I can have a productive conversation with DA Martin about the police presence at drop boxes to see what we can do to resolve this for the primary and also for the upcoming general election as well.
Democratic lawmakers have suggested that the plan of Jim Martin, who's a Republican, could be the result of GOP influence amid false allegations of election fraud. Are you concerned about the influence of partisan politics in this election?
You know, as the chief election official, my concern is to make sure that every eligible Pennsylvanian can vote. You know, elections really should not be a partisan issue. It's about everybody having access to the ballot box and equal access to the ballot box. But unfortunately, there's been this narrative around voter fraud, which we have not seen as an issue in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have not seen voter fraud in the context of voting via drop boxes or in polling places in Pennsylvania. My goal is just to make sure that every eligible voter has the ability to exercise the right to vote without interference.
Acting Secretary Chapman, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to speak with us.
Thank you so much. And I would just encourage voters in Pennsylvania, if you do experience any voter intimidation at the polling place, you can call us at the Department of State. And our number is 1-877-VOTES-PA. That's 1-877-VOTES-PA.